For bands on tour, Athens is a common stop. For some, playing a show in Athens is actually made a priority. What may seem like an often overlooked aspect in other male-dominated scenes, much of the Athens DIY landscape is run by queer non-males. For bands that also identify as queer and non-male, these spaces often come as a welcome surprise. Luke Hendricks, who uses they-them pronouns, plays in a band called Teenage Halloween. Recently, they came to play a show in Athens and discussed the importance of booking in safe spaces on their tours, especially in regards to playing shows in rural areas and the South.
A lot of the issues span when we are booked on male shows that are more homogenous than diverse, and a lot of the time it feels like we are out in the society that we're singing against.
Paul Trigstad, who used to be involved in the Athens DIY scene, has since graduated from Ohio University and moved to Cincinnati, Ohio, where many of the venues bands play in are bars and clubs as opposed to DIY house gigs.
I know bands have come up from local bands to touring acts that'll face problems with just harassment attitudes, people saying, nasty things sort of after the show on the sidelines to, I know some people who got shouted out by a white supremacist.
Space owner of the Babe Cave in Athens and the drummer of the band Speedwalk Jerry, Alana Baldwin, says that for years, queer and non-male artists have faced a wide variety of regressions within music scenes.
If you're a queer or non-male person that goes out to a club, like, you might get groped, you might get shoulder checked, you might be playing a club where that's going on in the crowd, and whether you're in the crowd or playing it, it's like nice to not see that, or if you do see it, have it get called out.
For Hendricks, after being on and off tour for years, they said they are starting to be able to point out problematic behavior very quickly.
In most communities, though, like most art communities that are like radical, I feel like you begin to learn the kind of red flags you get from people and like the kind of like behavior patterns that like can result in just like people just abusing their pedestal within a community.
However, they sometimes find it hard to have direct conversations about the spaces which they are performing to ensure the space they are playing in is safe for all.
It's a really awkward conversation to have, and I'm slowly learning how to do it. Like how to like ask someone if their space is safe when they're already doing me the favor of booking me. Luckily, most of the shows we play have like a safer space thing on the bottom in the event, and that's always like really tight.
Touring bands should be put on the forefront in space owners' minds, Baldwin says, when it comes to regulating a safer space.
They're in a place that they're not used to. That can be really scary. And when you like make an emphasis on being comfortable and being welcome and being safe, then it feels a lot better to everyone.
Baldwin also says that her space and many of the spaces in Athens try to book as diversely as possible.
Especially in bars and clubs. It's not that bands with non-males don't have access to those things. There's not an emphasis put on them. So when I book here at the Babe Cave, I definitely try to have at least one to two non-male bands. Just try to include queer and non-male acts, and it's really cool, the environment that creates, because it's so comfortable.
So what happens when there isn't a prevalent DIY scene in a given area? Trigstad is also a performer and promoter in Cincinnati, who is currently working with GLSEN, an outreach program for LGBT youth, where he works to bring representation of queer and non-male artists to commercial venues in the Cincinnati area.
It's been a really, really powerful response from the music scene here. I've been hosting a couple of shows in different venues around town, trying to center queer artists particularly and raise money for GLSEN, and it's been a really awesome experience.
When it all boils down to it, Hendrick believes that there's a significance in being able to play shows in a safe space with accurate representation.
If we can all go into a space and respect each other and have conversations and not be afraid to ask questions about our own specific, like, place within the community, I think that's, like, a really important thing.
As DIY spaces grow with the bands that want to play in them, demanding a change that not only accommodates but welcomes queer touring bands becomes more and more of a necessity. With The Outlet, I'm Devin Hannon.